Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Daily Pop, it's the breakup rocking Bachelor Nation. Tayshia and Zach have called it quits, and we know what went wrong. Plus, Jennifer Lawrence disappeared from Hollywood, and she's finally telling us where she went. And we're celebrating Iman's big win on Dancing with the Stars. You gotta hear what he told us right after the shocking finale. Back with me today are Morgan Stewart McGraw and singer, songwriter, and star of Clash of the Cover Bands, Esther. Please give her a hand, Dean, everybody. Was there no coffee today?
By the way, is anyone in this studio? I'm like, we just keep going live, no intros, it's all happening.
Right.
All right.
Well, you guys, it is Thanksgiving week, and everyone is excited, but nobody's more jacked than me. After my interview with Mariah Carey, you gotta see what happened.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm coming to your home.
You're so invited. Oh my gosh, I really have a few friends that would love you and that would love to meet you. And the kids would love you and this would be festive. If you want to come for Thanksgiving, we're going to be here. I'm making greens, okay? I'm not playing with you.
First of all, why do I look like a crackhead?
By the way, it's not your best, but it doesn't effing matter because Mariah, right. By the way, do you know Mariah very well?
I never met her and I want to write songs for Mariah. Mariah, call me. Why haven't we did this, girl?
I want to know. Are you going?
Yeah, we already planned it.
No.
We've already exchanged
did
the
you?
Info.
Yes. It's like the stranger bringing the Thanksgiving.
Yes. Go, you remember our
yes.
story.
Uh-huh.
You
remember
so everything. Well.
Yeah.
So you're going, is this in New York?
No, this is here in LA.
Really? Okay. So did she say she could plus one, plus two?
No plus one. There are no plus ones
by the way,
allowed.
If there was a plus one, he would not even extend it to us. He's not sharing that Mariah invite. So you're going to go, you're doing that.
Mariah called me, I'll come, girl.
By the way, she's like, hey, can I come to Thanksgiving with Mariah? I'm like, hey, could I have come to your wedding?
Yeah.
Mariah's
it was
Christmas,
a COVID wedding.
The Magic Continues is out December 3rd on Apple TV. We'll have more with her next week. How legendary.
And by the way, I need
She's
that
Christmas.
Sent to me, and I need the Celine Dion and Justin interview sent to me immediately.
My goodness. Mariah Carey is Miss, this is Santa. Mrs. Claus is who Mariah
damn,
Carey
Damn, she looks good, too.
She looks
amazing. Damn good.
Damn.
Another bachelorette couple bites the dust. Tayshia Adams and Zach Clark have called it quits less than a year after they got engaged. A source close to Tayshia tells us their busy schedules have been keeping them apart and they were arguing a lot. But a source close to Zach says the two didn't see eye to eye on several important issues and realized a long-term relationship wouldn't work out. Are you surprised that they have two different accounts of this thing?
Is it hard for you to ask me that question? I am not surprised by any single thing you just said or spoke about or anything that's transpired about the fact that they split. Like, obviously, I don't want people to be unhappy. I'm upset that if they're sad and they wanted to stay together. But, like, the F? Like, okay. Yeah, they broke up. I mean, what are we supposed to say?
It was a Neil Lane Diamond.
It like, always is. Esther doesn't matter. They don't upgrade it every season. It's always Neil Lane. Like, it's always busy schedules.
But you know busy schedules. You can have sex. You're not too busy to have sex. Sex keeps it alive.
Does it always?
Yes. You mad at me? Come here, boo.
Right? That's in our imaginary.
That's in our imaginary
relationships.
Celibate, though.
I'm not
Are
that
you celibate?
Shocked.
Are you really celibate?
I've been celibate for like 6-7 years. No, let's talk about this show.
Wait, you can't drop that. You are practicing
can
celibate
we
for
talk
six,
about the bachelor lady?
6 years?
Yes.
That's how she's in Gucci. I'm scooting over.
That's exactly.
What?
Let me ask you a question. Do you miss?
Well, what it is I want it in the way that I want it, that I don't want to do it with a stranger. Like, I wrote S&M. I wrote Rude Boy, I'm freaky. I want it like I want it, and
the
I can't
flex,
give that to...
The flex on that. The Rude Boy drop?
Yeah, right.
When she said, oh, I did Super Bass yesterday, I was like, what the f***?
Oh, my God, you got to keep the cookie to yourself until somebody earns it.
But what if the cookie goes stale?
It can't go stale, boo.
No, look. He's not wrong.
I love Esther.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so Esther is...
Esther's fine.
But by the way, just so you know, let me just say this.
Don't even try to pretend that you have been celibate for 6 years. Rebecca's walking on set.
I went through a period where I was celibate, not by choice.
Uh-huh.
And then I refound myself.
Yes.
And I found that sometimes it's much more satisfactory when you're a single player thing.
Yeah. In the morning, at lunch, and at dinner.
Yes.
I don't have to call anybody.
So in six years, though, you have not found somebody worthy.
Worthy of, like, I want to wait till I'm married. I know that's so,
it's, that's okay.
I want to wait till I'm married.
But
I know what it feels like, so.
I don't know.
I'm so happy you dropped that so we didn't have to talk about Tayshia and Cole. Or what's his name?
Right?
You Ryan. Zach,
yeah.
What's his name?
Zach.
Zach.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. We're gonna find you somebody.
No. Well. Anyway, what's the next news, Justin?
Right. Well, moving on to somebody who is not waiting 6 years, much less 6 weeks or 6 days.
Yeah.
We already know Kim and Pete are dating, but now it looks like Kim is marking her territory.
Ooh.
The two of them were spotted in Santa Monica, hopping out of Pete's Lamborghini. How do you get that? Then going into a restaurant holding hands. On the way out, everyone noticed that mark on Pete's neck, and it looks like a hickey. You think Kim is sending a message?
I don't understand why you see a hickey when she got on the flyest outfit ever. Like, why are we looking at Pete? Kim got a whole outfit on, baby.
Because she's always in a whole outfit, and Pete doesn't always have a whole ass hickey on his neck.
100%.
I saw that on Daily Mail last night, and I was like, wow, she's like she is giddy like a schoolgirl. She is literally having fun. She is like sucking on this 28-year-old man's neck.
It's too
and, like,
far in the back.
Leaving.
That's a rash.
That is a hickey. I know it's been 6 years, but that is a hickey.
That Get the man some cortisone.
That is a
right
hickey.
Right on the jawline where the hair is?
Yeah.
No, that is a hickey. It spread maybe, but that's a hickey.
Let me tell you something. I could tell how old you are and from what generation you're from by how you react in a relationship.
What?
Like, for Kim, she was 15 in 1995, and hickeys were all the rage in the 90s.
She looks so good.
You know?
I got in trouble for a hickey. I'm like, oh, my God, no hickeys.
No hickeys.
That shows that you've been letting boys touch you.
Here's the thing. You are absolutely correct. I think this is all fun and games right now, but at some point, and I feel like I can say this now, the kids are gonna get in the way.
The kids!
This is not even... This
beautiful baby.
100%. By the way, this is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like 3 to 6 months of just fun, lust, having fun, letting her hair down, relaxing, like enjoying the light. Right now, not feeling so... She's gone through so much with Kanye over the past few years. There's been so much cloudiness.
I don't think it's a hickey. It matches his eye.
No.
Wait, you think he put the concealer on his neck?
No, I don't believe he put concealer. I think he didn't use concealer.
No,
he definitely didn't use concealer.
It's a hickey. And they're having fun. She's just enjoying herself with him. This is not going to be a long-term relationship. This is going to be fun for a few months.
Okay, I hope... I know that she's enjoying herself. I just don't think that he knows that this is fun for a few months.
Are you joking? You are a man. You know that he knows that it's fun for you. You think he's going to want to marry her and have...
Yes, he gets into these relationships
Justin
and he falls hard.
Esther, are you with me? He's with the hottest woman in the entire world doing things with her that a lot of people wish they could do. And he's 28. She's 42, she has kids. She's having fun living her best life, looking hot as all hell. He's having fun. This is a few months and they're gonna amicably separate and be friends. He does not want to get married.
It looks fun. It doesn't look serious.
He's not even fully doing his stuff on SNL. No, this is fun.
Did you hear what Esther said?
What?
Is she shooting a movie? They might be shooting a movie together. I'm like, Esther, she's been there. She's done that. No. It didn't work out for her.
Yeah, no.
She's moving out from
nice
that.
He's so nice, and he's funny, so I can see how she start kissing
he him. He is funny. And I will tell you, Jordan saw him at a roast that he did with the Jonas Brothers and said he looked really, like, swaggy and was ooh cool. Like, Kim, had a presence.
I want Kim to dress him. I want, before I start thinking they together, she has to put him together.
She no, cannot she change
wants,
a man.
Why not?
She wants this. This is so not styled and different. She wants a young, hot guy. It's very like Travis Courtney. Like, this is the vibe right now. I'm here for it. Justine, they're not getting married.
No, I don't think they're getting married. I just think that he thinks this is something more serious than what it is.
He
does that with every relationship.
No.
Look at his timeline. He is a codependent.
He wants to have fun and put his thing in her things. Ooh. He's
what thing are hello? You talking about?
Come on. He wakes up and is like, I cannot believe that Kim Kardashian is next to me in bed without her top on. That's all he's thinking
nice
about. He's like, his mind is blown.
Hold on. Esther, wait for a minute. Okay. Stop right here. Give me a split screen so I can see her reaction when I say this. No.
Put Morgan
on the other side of the screen. You and I have a friend who, if he goes on one date with somebody, there's a wedding planned.
Yeah, but
there is a, shut up. There's a wedding planned. There is baby names picked out. It is true love.
Yeah.
X, Y, and Z. Do you know someone like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Could it be possible that Pete Davidson is also that person?
No, because he gets hot pee slung at him all the time. That our friend is never, nobody loves him ever.
Oh.
Different.
Poor friend.
Not like,
go
you know what I mean?
To the commercial
Pete
break.
Pete Davidson has a lot of people, like he's had hot women before. I'm telling you, they're just lusting each other right now.
Coming up, we finally know why Jennifer Lawrence disappeared from the spotlight. Her reason might surprise you. Plus, the Dancing with the Stars finale no one saw coming. And tweet at us if you think Pete thinks this is something more serious than Kim
please
or Morgan.
Please.
Yes, we have both. Two against one.
Come on.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
It was shocking and emotional when we found out that Esther has been celibate for 6 years, but also when we saw Dancing with the Stars and Iman became the first NBA player to take home the Mirrorball trophy. He told Francesca exactly where he plans to put it.
Oh my God. Iman and Daniela!
You made history. How does it feel?
Me and Danny just been trying to take this all in. This one just got the two-tone. Kind of look like a watch, man. Got a little two-tone dance going on, man. So this is a tremendous honor. Thank you again, man. Dancing with the Stars. Thank y'all.
Thank you,
Danny. Daddy got her first mirror ball, man. Daddy needed this mirror ball. She got one.
Where is this baby going when you get home?
Oh, it's going to go next to the Larry O'Brien replica.
I was happy before, and I'm still happy now. I mean, it's been the best 10 weeks ever. I've gained a best friend for life.
A big sister.
A big sister, literally a mentor, everything. And I've just... There's so much that we won.
Last night, we also saw you for the first time in heels, for the first time in a gown. Are we gonna see more of this? Are we gonna see more of this?
I mean, if you don't,
you failed.
I failed, as in everything. Last night, I think, was a real moment, and I told her going into it, she was hesitant about wearing the shoes, the dress, and I just
said,
this is you. This is Joelle, and it's okay to be many different versions of yourself.
Are you gonna keep any of the outfits, or what are you gonna do?
I am definitely keeping this pant, and this is coming with me to New York City Pride 2022.
This is one of my favorite shows. Alan's my new favorite person. I mean, literally, it was a dream come true.
It took 10 weeks, but I'm her favorite person.
Yeah, it took, one of.
Why do you think that the winners are so deserving?
I'm so proud of them. They did such an incredible job, and I love him, and I'm so happy for him.
That's amazing. He deserved it. He killed it. His performances were electric.
Tiana wouldn't have let it happen.
By the way.
Tiana is over there because she used the choreography. When she did my Drop It Low, she was my choreographer when I first came out. Yes. And I wrote Google Me for Tiana Taylor.
The hits keep on coming.
I know.
We thought Lonnie had a resume, but damn.
I thought Jeff Bezos had
money. By the way.
Jennifer Lawrence disappeared from the public eye at the height of her career, but now she's back and she's explaining why she left. She told Vanity Fair out November 30th, ooh, people get real with Vanity Fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That in 2018, she felt like people had gotten sick of her.
Yes.
And filming movies wasn't helping. Jennifer says that kind of shook me out of thinking that work or your career can bring any kind of peace to your soul. Her best friend told the magazine that stardom was killing J-Law's creative spirit and it messed with her compass. I agree with her.
Do you not remember in 2018 when we were talking about how sick of J-Law we were?
I was never sick of Jennifer Lawrence.
We were. We have to own it. If they pulled some clips, we were really like, it was borderline Anne Hathaway.
Movies.
Where we were like, I love her, first of all.
Yes.
And I think she's extremely talented. But there was a period where she was falling a lot, doing a lot.
Who cares?
Blah, blah, blah. It was, but people don't want to, people want what they want and they don't want it when they don't want it. So I think she was so brilliant in being like, I feel this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live my hot girl life for a minute in New York with Amy Schumer, hang out and have a time off for a second and find who I am and get married and now have a beautiful baby coming. Like, this is how you play it. You can't be in people's face all the time because nobody turns on you like the people that love you.
Ooh.
I hope that's not true.
Don't believe that.
Maybe they didn't love her anyway.
No, if you're a public, like even, I mean, it's, you know, people go in and out. It's a balancing act you have to play.
Yeah.
When you're super, super famous. Everyone's done it.
But the thing is, there's a difference between stopping your work and stopping putting yourself down the red carpet or down the street with paparazzi. Don't stop the work. We love the work. There's no reason to stop working.
Yeah, but when you're a star like that
and your
personality is connected to your work, you do have to take a step back because she was getting a little single white female-ish.
I'm
a black girl. I've never seen it, Jay. Jay, it didn't happen to me, Jay.
No, because you weren't here on Eboo. We were talking about
it every other week. We were getting getting too much.
But you're coming from a music standpoint.
No, I'm coming from a fan. Like, I watch all her movies.
No, and we did too, but it was getting to a point where it was like, there was too much kerfuffle around everything.
There was always a situation.
It was always a relatable tactic.
Was it the wrong narrative? Because they're planning the narrative. The girl ain't did nothing but fall up the stairs. If they turned the camera when she fell, nobody would have knew she fell.
I
think it happened a few times. There was some extra stuff that was like, she didn't need, I think. Aww. It was just becoming oversaturated.
And she got a movie now, though?
Now she has a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes. And I'm so excited that she's back. She's very smart.
No, for sure. And I think for her, like, I know for actresses, sometimes you do have to take a moment back. You do have to take a step back and kind of reevaluate. But I think in the music industry, you broke off.
If you break, you broke off. You in the music industry, fans, and that's not music, it's fans. When you have fans and they're waiting for it, and like I'm a fan of Christina Milian, right? I'm waiting for a Christmas movie. Right? Yeah. I love her in Christmas movie. I can't wait to sit there and watch that. So when you want to see somebody, and I know that's going there, but when you want to see people, you want to hear what they got, you want to see what they're doing, not their personal life. A fan loves your art. Don't take away the art from us because people are in your business.
I get your point, and what you're saying makes total sense, but I think that you're right with the worlds got too blurred and mixed in together. That was just sort of like, all right, there was an energy, which is clearly correct because she went away and it was for her benefit.
Mm-hmm. She was like Chris Farley-ish for a minute, but not on that level. Up next, former bachelorette Hannah Brown is here. What is up with her and Peter Weber? We're going to get to the bottom of it. And later, Candace Cameron Bure tells us how she and her husband are keeping things spicy after 25 years. 25 long years.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fresh off their honeymoon, please welcome Tarek and Heather Rae Almuso.
Yay!
Where'd you guys honeymoon?
Maldives.
By the way, there's nothing to do in the Maldives except drink.
Make a baby.
Well, now that you threw that out there.
Here we go. We're going right to it.
Are we having babies?
We're having talks about having babies.
Yes, we are.
We're practicing having babies.
Are you more open to it?
I'm more open to it because our life is already crazy. We're raising two kids.
Yes.
I'm already a mommy, so I'm like, well, why not just have one more, right?
I told you, you should do it. You guys, I'm telling you, get to all the whatever it takes to do it,
so,
do it.
So you want us to start over?
I think you want us to, yes.
Start over.
Well, it's a beginning for her.
Exactly.
Like, whatever she wants.
We're going to freeze.
Happy wife, happy life.
We're going to freeze embryos first, go from there, and then see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
enjoy
being newlyweds.
Yeah, for like a few months. I see babies in our future.
Oh, for sure.
You told me
this
that
man
last
right here.
Time.
I said, I'm like, because you have mom energy. Yeah. I feel like you should do it. Okay, tell us, because last time you were here, you told us October, but you didn't tell us anything else. What was your favorite part of the wedding? A specific detail that was really important to you that you were like, yes, it paid off. That's what it was.
Ooh.
For me, it was writing our own vows to each other.
Oh.
Yeah, and writing our vows to the kids.
Oh. Yeah. You wrote vows to the kids?
Yeah. So I said my vows first because I knew I was going to cry. And then he wrote vows to the kids. Well, he just spoke from his heart. I read mine.
Oh, my
God.
And
then I read my vows to him, and he read his vows to me. And, like, that was so personal and beautiful. Was that your favorite?
That's what I was going to say, but you stole my thunder. So I'm going to have to say the pizza was the best part of the night because, like, late night after all the drinking, we had amazing pizza.
And all of our guests say pizza, like, thank goodness for that pizza. That was their favorite time of the night.
Yeah. Of course, because everyone is so drunk. They're like, I need some food. And if there's not food, it's a bad time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Not good.
I've been to 1,000 weddings.
Yes, you have.
Something always goes wrong. What was the one thing that went wrong? And you were like, you know what? C'est la vie.
Well, for me, my day was perfect. Like, it couldn't have gone better. I think everyone was catering more to me. Like, it was easy. I was, like, having the best day. And then I find out, and I kept asking, how's Tarek? And then I found out later on, he had an awful day.
What happened?
Oh, I had a stage 5 meltdown. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Share all the details.
Okay, so like, everyone, obviously, they should be focused on the bride, right? So it's, like, my day, too, a little bit.
Of course.
So I'm like, okay, what am I doing? So I didn't have really good plans. And then the room we went to for the guys to get ready, the air conditioning wasn't working.
Didn't have a bathroom.
So then we
didn't
went
have
to
a bathroom?
It didn't have a bathroom.
Where were you staying?
In a room with no bathroom?
It's a long story.
It was like a banquet room. It was like the weirdest thing. And then so we transferred from there to a hotel room, which also didn't have air conditioning. And there's one thing I hate, and it's being hot. So it was pretty warm. There was like 100 people in this tiny hotel room.
No, it worked out.
He moved out three times?
I moved three different times.
Were you like, what? Do I need to pay your air conditioning bill? Why is this not working?
Yeah, it wasn't working. But we had our rehearsal dinner the night before there, and it was fine. But then...
Yeah, well, luckily, it was right by the beach. It wasn't too hot. The resort was gorgeous. Yeah. We just had a little AC mishap, but eventually I got ready and it all worked out.
Right?
And I had no clue.
And now you guys get to watch it all back on Discovery Plus.
Yes,
December 16th.
Do you have any regrets on filming the wedding?
I think before we filmed, I think like right before, I was like, I wish we didn't do this because it's such a personal, intimate day.
Absolutely.
And you know, for me, like, you know, a girl's wedding day is like one of the most important defining moments of your life. And I was just like so worried that something was going to go wrong and it wasn't going to turn out how we wanted. But honestly, we didn't even notice the cameras. We weren't even paying attention, right?
It was nice because it was like the cameras weren't even there. And then that was something really important. We didn't want it to feel like filming. We didn't want it to feel like work. We just wanted the cameras to capture our wedding, and I think they achieved that.
And HGTV really listened to what we wanted. We had creative control, so... They really, like, we did it with them, like, the process. So they really, like, it was great. Like, they did an amazing job.
They came through. They're great to work with, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
I love it.
We weren't even there, and I feel that. I feel like it was truly a wedding first, and then filming was just took place there because that's a part of your guys' everyday lives. That's so nice. Mm.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
It was nice.
Oh, my God.
Another is...
Add to the list.
Selling Sunset. We didn't see Christina at the wedding. What the hell happened?
She was not invited to the wedding.
Okay.
She was the only one that wasn't invited besides, like, you know, maybe No, everyone was invited besides her. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I love.
She's like, everybody was there, just not her.
And I feel like people get like, you know, oh, you should invite her because she's the last person. Like, I love Christine Quinn, but if she's not your people, it's totally fine to not invite somebody from your office.
It's such an intimate, special day, and we wanted just people there that we love and we trusted and that are our true friends, and she's not a true friend to us. So why would we have her there just because I work with her? Like, so.
But moving forward, I think we're all really going to work on everybody getting along a little bit better.
We're going to be professional.
Oh, he's like bringing the positivity now.
No. Let's talk to Mr. Optimistic over here. Did you extend an invite to Christina?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
And it's okay.
No exes at the wedding.
No exes at the wedding.
That's a good rule. Because some people, I feel like that was,
I want my ex's front row to see how good I'm doing.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
We are not quite done. Will you guys stick around?
Yes, of course. Yes.
We will have more with these two after the break. I want my ex's to sit front Sandra Bullock is setting the record straight on her close relationship with Keanu Reeves. It was all for her profile in Esquire, and when they asked if the two were ever more than just friends, Sandra said, nope, but who knows? Keanu's a guy who I feel like is friends with every woman he's ever dated. I don't think there's anyone who has something horrible to say about him. So maybe we could have survived. What was your reaction to this? I mean, this is a couple I didn't need to ever see. And I still don't need to ever see because I feel like Sandra likes what we like to call in the gay world, rough trade.
What's that?
What's rough trade?
Rough trade is like a dude who would work a 12-hour shift, take apart a car, come home, not shower, and try to hit it.
Because
you know, she liked that Jesse J moment. So I just feel like Keanu was a little too clean and too deep.
But what is he now? Because I don't know what kind of girls that Keanu like.
I feel like artsy one.
He's been the most irrelevant star for the past 35 years. Like, I feel like he is so, everyone's obsessed with him. Everybody likes him. Everybody has something nice to say about him, but he doesn't put himself out. I love Keanu, but I'm with you. I'm happy that they just did Speed together.
This is what we're talking about. It's a long time ago. Yeah. I was a baby when Speed, and I'm grown-ass woman now. So if that was Speed time, who else would you have had sex with?
100%.
Yeah.
But I like when I hear that celebrities didn't take it off screen. I like to hear that the chemistry was part of their job.
Like, and it genuinely, like, things can be wholesome. Yeah. It doesn't always need to be that you're...
the chemistry? I did Pitch Perfect. We didn't, I mean, somebody hooked up, but in the same time, they got married. You know who hooked up.
Right.
But it's like, I mean, when I got on set, it felt like the most normal, go to your trailer. I was like, well, what y'all doing?
Because you know why? There wasn't anybody on that set that I would be like, I'm going to risk it all for you.
You know what I mean?
And Channing Tatum was in the movie. What's his name? Richard Gere. I've been like, you know what? Let me try to sneak in that trailer.
Listen, whatever, Richard Gere, you lose everything. You live on the street for Richard Gere.
Honey, okay? I would fill out the HR form myself.
Young Richard Gere, forget it.
I love Richard
Gere. Old Kevin Costner.
Are you watching Yellowstone?
Am I watching Yellowstone?
I'm not, but my husband's obsessed with it. So
he is fine.
Yeah,
yes.
Fine.
Let's move on to Saved by the Bell. The reboot is back for season 2, and the stars are giving us the inside scoop.
Welcome back, Bayside.
It is never boring on Saved by the Bell, right? We bring the joy, we bring the laughs. All of the characters have something they're navigating this season.
Obviously, the original was a lot younger in its sense that we were on Saturday morning and we weren't tackling relevant or relatable topics. We are now, and it's just sort of edgier all around. Above all else, it's entertaining, though, and I think we want audiences to just have fun watching and laugh.
We see Jesse at the beginning of the season officially getting a divorce from Renee, and I think fans will kind of be rooting for that.
You're working at the same school as your first love.
You've been through a lot. My life sucks pretty bad too.
There'd been years where Slater and Jesse hadn't really seen each other. Now they are in the same workplace, the same place that they fell for each other the first time. And this is the first moment that they are both available but we'll have to see what happens.
I'm not trying to be a homewrecker, and at the same time, I'm not trying to be a bounce-back relationship guy. So we'll wait and see.
Saved by the Bell returns tomorrow on Peacock, and the first episode will pay tribute to former castmate Dustin Diamond, who passed away earlier this year.
It was bittersweet. I mean, obviously, a unfortunate, tragic situation. He left us far too soon. He was way too young. I was fortunate enough to speak with him right before he passed, but I thought we handled it in a classy way with good taste, and I'm glad we got to celebrate him and honor him right off the bat.
I think they did a beautiful job of balancing and straddling kind of, you know, the character and the narrative within the show, but also Dustin as the artist and comedic actor.
As for the rest of the original cast, it's just like old times.
I stay in touch with all of them off camera and took them off dinner not too long ago, and the fact that when we were all on set is kind of like we never missed a beat. It's kind of like when you see your old friends that you really went to high school with, you kind of pick it up when we left off. So, you know, it's just a trip that all these years later we're kind of playing these roles in here. So that's a bit surreal.
Oh my God, if you don't have Peacock, I can't believe it. Just scan that QR code to sign up. Scan it now. Up next, we're getting some expert tips on how Esther can survive the holidays as a single.
I am not single no more because I ain't living in this life. Single and no sex.
People are breaking up like crazy around here. We just lost Tayshia and Zach, and last week we lost Camilla and Sean. Now we need some help, some tips on how to survive the holidays. I couldn't even say that with a straight face. Riding solo, especially for Esther and myself.
Oh my God.
Here to help us is Monique Kelly. Hey!
I feel like you live here.
I do. I love it, too. Love it.
Because we have so much trauma, we need all the help every week. Like, let's circle back.
We're family.
We're family. Now, a lot of people feel lonely, and they start to feel anxious around the holidays. How can you snap out of that?
Okay, so here's the first thing. You have to make sure you don't let the vulnerability, the loneliness make you make desperate decisions. The holiday time for toxic narcissists, they love this time of year. So understand they're gonna be reaching out. They're gonna be trying to test the waters because they know, they think they have your card. So
the narcissists love
this time of year because they get that excuse to call and text and all that stuff. So know it's coming up and be aware of it, as well as the guys.
I've got a little kick. Sorry.
That's the baby agrees. Okay.
That garlic cream cheese. Baby agrees.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So also with people who have ghosted you, you know, they love to creep back in too. So remember what Maya Angelou once said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Yes. So don't fall into that trap. They are going to reach out. The return of the randoms, as I call it.
So if the ex-boyfriend calls you and he says, yo, what it is, what I'm supposed to say? It ain't.
It's over. It never was. I've been to that circus. Yes. I no longer like clowns. So just know it is coming. I'm telling you.
Are you not allowed, like, if you are feeling vulnerable, you are feeling lonely, you're not cuffed up for the holiday season, and somebody comes back in circles in your life that you had a nice time with, it's not necessarily the healthiest transaction, but, like, you've put yourself in the mental headspace of, like, okay, it's the holidays. I deserve a little love and attention right now. Is it okay to just maybe slip up one time? Justin wants to know.
Okay, I'm so glad you asked that, because when I talk about clowns and fools, I'm talking about the toxic narcissist. Right. I'm not talking about the person where, you know, we've all dated someone where it just kind of fizzles out, nothing, no drama, nothing like that. Yeah. And if you guys are still friends, and, you know, sometimes it's nice to reconnect with someone where you know you're going to enjoy yourself.
So, wait, really quickly.
But as long as it's not toxic.
Okay, so a toxic narcissist, like, the short definition is somebody that only comes around for their benefit when they feel...
The toxic narcissist, that is the person where that relationship ended, it broke you to your core. That was the person, whether it was disrespect, lying, cheating, where it was all about them, where you found yourself questioning yourself, being gaslit. That's when I talk about the toxic narcissist.
Got it.
I'm not talking about the nice guy where it was just like it fizzled out.
Yeah,
I'm talking about that person who broke you to your core.
See, because I don't believe in exes. I don't believe I have an ex because I never give people a real title. Like, really? You know, like, the only title that's going to have is my husband. So I don't have any exes. I don't have any boyfriends.
So you just have people that you've known.
I've known for a short amount of time, and they moved on about their business.
Right. Okay, so if we don't have the title, we'll just say for
live
that
in Esther's
person
head.
Where...
And in our bank account.
They had you in a place where you were not yourself. You were questioning yourself, whether it was a title or not.
Them is called...
to avoid... We want to avoid them, clowns, and fools during the
holidays. All through the year.
Yeah.
All through the whole year.
The whole year.
Oh, 100%.
Exactly. The whole year.
No, but every now and then I feel like you kind of have to do something for yourself as long as you know that these people are part of the Ringling Brothers. Like, okay, if I want to go and have fun with the clown, if I want to go ahead and sleep with Barnum and have Bailey on the back burner, that's fine. As long as I know that these two people should not be more than amusement.
No, but here's the thing. Said, if you get under him, you ain't never getting over him.
And also, here's the thing. If you know yourself, if you know that getting back with that person is going to take you back there and you don't have the strength to keep it moving, you want to keep it moving. Also, why waste time? Time is something that you're never going to get back.
Yes.
A lot of people waste time in this dangerous cycle of dealing with fools. And I'm telling you, this is the week when they start circling her back.
Because they
circling
hungry.
Around.
I cannot believe that this is a real thing that happens, that these people come around.
They really do.
Are these people perpetually single?
These are people that aren't necessarily perpetually single, but they're people where it's all about themselves.
They need validation and attention.
That's part of the narcissism.
Watch the person who doesn't give any information on social media. The ones who got kids that don't post their kids. The ones who, like, don't celebrate holidays on Instagram or their social media. If they don't celebrate anything or birthdays or any of those things, then they are those people who have like five lives.
And there's a difference between being private versus being secretive.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Two differences with that, okay?
Hold on. You're coming back next week because we got to talk about the difference between those two because a lot of people up in here are secretive.
Okay, they use social.
Thank you, Monique.
You're welcome.
We love having you guys. And for more dating advice, check out Monique's novel, Reality in Chaos. It's so good. It's available at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble's. Coming up, Candace Cameron-Bure has some advice for whoever ends up in that empty seat on The View. What she says is missing from the show. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, what you mean? I love it.
Candace Cameron-Bure is back as the queen of Hallmark holiday movies, and this time she's reuniting with a Fuller House co-star. She's telling us all about that, and she's dropping some advice for whoever joins The View.
We're both here.
Yeah, both Christmas contest competitors.
So, Ben, how have you been?
Great. Yeah, just so busy.
Yeah, you seem busy showing your celebrity.
You mean lending my good name to worthy causes?
Worthy causes like the Ben Winters spray tan salon?
To combat seasonal affective disorder.
It's a spray tan, Ben.
Please welcome Candace Cameron-Bure.
Hello. Okay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. I wish I were there in person with you guys.
I feel like because you've hosted so many times with us, it's like so casual. It's weird that you're not here, but whatever.
I know.
Next time.
I know.
Next time.
Yes.
All right, we have to start with, was it weird, first of all, for you to step into a different role with John Brotherton? Like, did you have to remind yourself that you guys are not DJ and Matt at the moment?
It was kind of hard because our director loved Fuller House so much, and on set she would call us DJ and Matt. Listen, I wanted John for this role. I helped develop the script. I executive produced it. So the whole time we were developing the Christmas contest, I was like, this role has to be John. It has to be John because we have so much history together on the show, on Fuller House. And in the Christmas contest, we play exes, like ex-fiancés that are now finalists in a Christmas contest. So we are really competitive because we have something to prove. Ooh. And it's not just about winning the contest. You know, there's a lot of beef there as to why we broke up.
I love that.
So it's pretty
Okay.
My family house, things get competitive.
I bet.
Has the best like stuffing? Who's got the best desserts? Are your family holiday traditions competitive at all?
Well, my family, my immediate family, my husband, my children, me, we are competitive for sure. But the holidays always involve my parents and my brothers and sisters and the cousins. And then it's just like so much love, it would make you sick. Because we just, like, we just love each other.
By the way, and you know that that's true, right? Like, you can feel it. You can feel it. Okay, we have to talk about you and your husband now. You guys are empty nesters. Tell us about that. Is that spicing up the marriage a little bit?
I bet you it's a whole different marriage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because when your kids leave, you have to hope and pray that you've done the work, that you still like each other.
Yes.
once they leave. So yes, we keep it spicy. We love each other. 25 years married, now no kids, and you have to find the fun. So every morning if we're not with each other, we're just texting and flirting and keeping it real.
God, right. Really? I love that. 25 years. You are like a hands-on mom, and you've been a hands-on mom for so long. How hard is it now that your kids are out the house for you to be like, look, you got to figure this out by yourself?
Oh, I bet difficult.
Because I bet that's difficult.
My kids are so independent. I think I want to say that's because of some good intentional parenting. I'm going to be honest, but they want to just fly and make their own decisions and opinions. So half the time I'm like, hey, can I speak into that, please? Can I offer you some advice? Like they just want to go and do it.
I feel like that's all you can ask for, right?
I know, right?
I think that's, that says job well done. If they can get things done on their own and they're not having to call mom every second, I feel like that is kudos to you.
Yeah.
All right, we need to transition a little bit. You get a lot of trolls, I feel like, especially after you post photos of your family. What is up? First of all, I don't understand why, but how do you deal with them, and do you even deal with them?
Apparently, I didn't even realize. I'm wearing another red dress.
Yes.
People did not like that I wore a red dress to a wedding.
It's so, like, what, you wanted to wear white, people?
The things that people are wearing, Candace, to weddings these days, red is the least offensive.
Did you not see Kendall Jenner at that wedding last weekend?
Like, come on.
Yeah, I know. And this is LA, so I feel like if you've never been to LA, maybe you don't realize how ridiculous it can be. So a red dress is like nothing.
100%.
But, Yeah, but you know, trolls, you gotta brush them off. Mm-hmm. I know who I am, I know who my family is, and it's like, I can't think about you if you're just gonna troll me and be mean for no reason.
100%.
You don't get my time.
Speaking of being mean for no reason, Meghan McCain left The View, and that seat is still open, and I heard they wanted somebody who has already been on the show. Those are whispers. But I know you're not going back. I know that is no way in hell. You're making that Hallmark money, girl. You are happy. Your husband loves you right now.
You're flirting on text.
Uh-huh. What advice would you have for the next person that would sit in that seat?
Oh, she's taking a breath.
I will be your advocate, and I will be your friend every day. I will help you however I can. That's like just my promise to you if you want it. Oh. But you gotta have some guts, and I whoever's in that seat, I just hope and pray that they are kind, even being very strong in their opinion, but kind. I think that's what's missing. I have a hard time watching the show now because it just feels so angry.
Mm. Yeah, I bet. PTSD is real, y'all.
It's
PTSD
true,
is real.
It's true.
The Christmas contest airs November 28th on Hallmark Channel. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Kim and Pete's date night, and we got into a debate over how serious this relationship is. Here's what you guys have to say. Fangirl Forever said, I love Justin and Morgan, but I think Morgan's right about Kim and Pete.
Thank you.
But then she contradicts herself and says, I heard Kim, he wants kids. This is fun for now. If Pete was in his 40s, also, I could see it evolving.
No, let's stick to the first half. By the way, reading tweets is so old school of us, and I'm living for it.
Right?
This is so 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
That J girl said, Kim and Pete are just playing games. You can purchase that stuff for your neck or use makeup. Pop out with a real wedding, and then I'm interested.
Okay.
Well, I am thankful for these two, and I'm thankful for you guys out there. But we got to go today, so set your DVR for tomorrow because we're hanging with Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Plus, the Grammy nominees are about to be revealed. We'll be talking to the stars and breaking down who's going to win with our very own musical genius, Esther Dean. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. We will see you later.
Yes.